delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Tuesday here on the program, a lot of snow being spread across the state today. Not heavy amounts, but enough to make things a bit difficult out there. Randy figured he'd slalom all the way to work and talk to us while he was doing it. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Doing well, yourself?
Good, good. Hey, Steve, during my commute, as I've said before, I commute. I drive toward Livingston County from Genesee County, and I can't pick up your station. So I instead do intelligence. I pick up progressive liberal communiques over FM radio and listen to NPR to find out what their strategies are. Well, this morning they talked to Indiana Congressman Andre Carson, who is a black man and a Muslim. And they were asking his opinion of Donald Trump's immigration executive order. And, of course, he didn't have anything good to say about it. And then he added that he said, your listeners need to know that according to FBI data, that white supremacists do more violence against Muslims than Muslims against the population.
And that's such garbage, Randy. And you know that. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are almost zero white supremacists in America, even according to the Southern Poverty Law Center that goes very wide in such statistics. I appreciate the call. Check out 1600 WHAM out of Ann Arbor or 1470 WFNT Flint. I'm just trying to help fill in your drive time there, Randy, because I appreciate the support. Switching gears back to health for just a moment here. Dr. John Wyckoff, my good friend here, because in the dead of winter, sometimes you feel like dead weight. You don't go to the gym. You don't feel healthy. You don't take care of yourself. And good Lord, you gain some weight, and that's not good. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Steve, and I've been listening to your show, and it sounds like maybe you and some of your listeners are very stressed out about the weather and the president and the politics. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Well, what should I do about my stress? I've got a couple of ideas. What are yours?
Well, I think you're right. Number one, you have to recognize maybe what you can control and what's out of your control. And then, two, if you really find that that stress you're experiencing is affecting your relationship, affecting your sleep, affecting your energy, not allowing you to get out and eat well, exercise, then you should come to Wyckoff Wellness. We can get you on a natural program, help alleviate that stress, get you on an eating program, and try to motivate you to make the right changes you need to maintain optimal health.
Well, there you go. And if it affects your love life, even worse. I mean, well, if you get stressed out, right?
You know, you're exactly right. And that's really a big issue, and it'd be one worth talking about at some point. It's just that libido and sex drive in both men and women, you know, a sign of health is having the desire to have sex. And oftentimes that declines with age. People just kind of blow it off, don't talk about it. But oftentimes there are natural solutions, natural supplements, natural changes that can restore libido, restore sex drive, and make you feel healthy again.
You know, this is going to give me a little bit of trouble. For the record, I'm not that old. I'm not that stressed. Anyhow, what other things should we do in the winter to feel better, Doctor?
Well, you know, a couple things. You want to stay healthy. There's a lot of people with influenza right now, a lot of people with upper respiratory infections. So, one, you know, washing your hands frequently, eating healthy, you know, getting plenty of fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, lean meats, cut back on the sugar and the carbs, make sure you're taking the right vitamins, a high-quality multivitamin mineral supplement, something like Phyto-Multi that we have here at Wyckoff Wellness, clinically proven to get you back to health and wellness, getting enough vitamin D3. You know, we haven't seen the sun in Michigan now for like 6 weeks.
I know, I was missing it.
It is depressing.
Yeah.
And vitamin D is the most important vitamin to help maintain your immune function. Also, it helps with seasonal affective disorder. Who can't be a little depressed when you walk out day after day and it's cloudy and it's in the teens? That's depressing. Let's be honest.
No question. And I want to impress upon you, the listeners, that Dr. John Wyckoff is one of the folks that makes this program possible every day. He's been a great partner for a very long time. I appreciate his support, and he does a great job for me, and I appreciate that you're a supporter and a partner of the program. Tell the folks where your website is, because I know you have a sale that's continuing into 2017 here where they can get discounts no matter where they live in the state. Real quick, Doctor.
We're at WyckoffWellness.com. You're right. Our January promotion, we've extended it through this Friday, February 3rd, 20% all of our quality supplements, both online at WyckoffWellness.com or in-store, 20% or more off all of our services. So contact our office, and you'll find save some money, get looking better, feel great this year.
WyckoffWellness.com. And, Doctor, I thank your partnership. I truly do. I appreciate it for making it all possible.
Have a great day, Steve. Thank you.
There you have it, Dr. John Wyckoff, everybody. And listen, it's people like Dr. John Wyckoff that make this program possible, so I ask you to support them, WyckoffWellness.com, and support all of the advertisers that you hear on this program, whether they're statewide, national, or in your local community. Support the folks that support this program and make it possible, because that makes it possible for you and I to have a discussion. The hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Love to get you on the line here today. We're going to leave the phone lines open. What do you think about Lansing, Michigan becoming a sanctuary city? What do you think about President Donald Trump firing the acting Attorney General Sally Yates because she said, I'm not going to enforce your immigration measures? What do you think about Barack Obama breaking with tradition and breaking protocol and openly criticizing Donald Trump just 10 days after Barack Obama left the White House? And who do you think is going to be the new Supreme Court justice coming in? All of these questions on the table for you today. Drive carefully out there. There's a lot of snow going on. But all of these questions are on the table for you today. The one getting the most comments is Lansing, Michigan, and Mayor Virgil Bonero moving forward with a plan to turn Lansing, Michigan into a sanctuary city. Are we not a nation of laws? I ask you, are we not a nation of laws? I believe that we are. I believe that we're supposed to be. And I wonder what's going on. We are a nation of immigrants, but also a nation of laws, and it's wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to allow the kind of immigration abuse we've seen in recent years, and we must not allow it to continue. So said Bill Clinton in January of 1995. He was right about that. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.